Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Oscar, and we are calling from the National Opinion Service. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Survey. So who's conducting the survey, or what's the survey about?
The survey is about politics. It's from National Opinion Service.
Okay. No, nobody works for a media outlet.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know that this is still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely vote. Yep.
Definitely.
Definitely vote. Okay.
Regardless of how you have voted or previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, or something else?
I'm registered as a Democrat, but I tend to vote more Republican, so I'm not exactly sure how to answer the question. I'll say independent.
Okay, thank you. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. What is your age?
61.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, mm-hmm. Hispanic, Latino?
Yes. Yes, white, Caucasian.
Thank you. Can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and in the election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote?
10.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, of course, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Generally approve.
Generally approve. Somewhat approve,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, somewhat approve.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
No. I disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat, I'd say.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the president and the Congress to be focused on for each. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10. How important is the issue, if it is for you to have them focus on, or use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all for you. Protecting voting rights and democracy?
So it's a 8.
8, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Banning TikTok?
3.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy?
Yes, 9.
Then we have combating climate change and protecting the environment?
9.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
7.
Improving K through 12 education?
5.
protecting our personal data online from foreign countries?
Yes. I'm making it 9, if I have anything else.
Okay. Banning assault weapons?
5.
Addressing immigration and border security?
Yes. 10.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, I'm just taking a note in here. Next, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
No.
You answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
I'm still definitely motivated to vote.
All right. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. TikTok.
So this is about a person? I thought these were about people.
I'm sorry?
I misunderstood what the instructions were. I thought you said that next session was about people, or it could be any topic.
Oh, it's for people and organizations.
Okay. And?
10. Democrats in Congress?
50.
Thank you. Mark as Zuckerberg?
Thirty.
Joe Biden.
50.
Republicans in Congress.
30.
Formerly known as Twitter before, right?
Right. Do I get a warm fuzzy or a cold against that?
From 1 to 50, 0 50. To 200.
Yeah,
okay. Charlemagne the God, I'm sorry. But you never heard.
Don't know.
Okay.
Never heard, yeah.
Donald Trump?
0.
YouTube?
You did, 50.
Cornel West?
I'm not familiar.
Okay.
Not Cody. Familiar.
Okay, thank you. Cody Booker?
30, I guess.
Thank you. Now, I know that it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote if you are undecided? Just please say so.
Biden.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
Number one, I'd say anybody but Trump. But number two, the other two candidates, I don't feel like have a chance to win. I feel like that splits the vote and weakens, potentially strengthens Trump's position.
Okay, thank you. Changing gears now, we wanted to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much will you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not much?
A fair amount. A fair amount. Yeah, a fair amount.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat?
I feel like it has the potential to be both. It can do very good, and I think it can be used for some very bad stuff. I think overall it's probably good.
We can say somewhat more a benefit.
It's more of a benefit. Yeah, it'd be more of a benefit. So what did you say?
Oh, we can say somewhat more of a benefit?
Yeah, somewhat more of a benefit.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following is closer to you, to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they are currently? Tech companies should be more regulated than they are currently are? Or current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
Tech companies should be regulated more.
Okay. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Russia, foreign tech companies, U.S. law enforcement, China, big U.S. tech companies, North Korea, or the U.S. government?
I would say U.S. companies.
U.S. companies.
Well, is it foreign? Is there foreign companies?
Foreign tech companies. Yeah.
Foreign tech companies. Yes.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? Instagram? Multiple times a day?
No, I don't use any. I don't use
not Instagram. At all.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, in fact, I don't have any social media other than LinkedIn.
So we can say TikTok not at all then?
No, TikTok not at all.
X or Twitter before?
Nope.
Facebook?
Nope.
YouTube?
Yes, I have YouTube.
We can say multiple times a day, about once a day?
About once a day.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a few statements, and we are a couple of questions more, and we are finished. I appreciate your help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. TikTok keep its users data secure. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly agree.
Somewhat disagree.
X or Twitter before plays a positive role in society? Same answers. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Okay. Somewhat disagree. I think strongly disagree, actually. I'm going to change that. Strongly disagree.
Strong, okay. TikTok play a positive role in society?
Somewhat agree.
Meta plays a positive role in society?
Some would agree.
Meta keep its users data secure?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. X or Twitter keep its users data secure?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the presidency signing into law? Yes, a lot. Yes, a little. Or not heard before?
Yes, a lot.
Next, I would like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't die from overstimulation.